Scrooge and Screech are sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to join us on hour number three on Fridays with her unique perspective on the world. Before we get into her, though, we've got one more caller waiting on the line. Daniel in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Claire. Hey, Mike. It's such a pleasure to be on the show with you guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you just fine.
Hey, I was just going to see, thanks for saving me till last, because this will start your segment off on a little bit of a light note. I'm not a young man, but people of my parents' generation tend to call me a young man. Is there something about Earl Scruggs that I'm missing that would tie him in to Google and their good graces? I mean, I thought Earl Scruggs was an entirely wholesome entertainer. From a time gone by, I'm from Carthage, Texas, where Gentleman Jim Reeves is from, and so I know a lot about bluegrass, and I'm just wondering, what are they trying to do as they posture for the good old folks by putting Earl Scruggs up on the front page of Google?
Well, you know, every day they try and have something up there on the front page of Google, some kind of a banner. And I don't know if today is his birthday or not. I mean, I'm very familiar with Earl Scruggs. I play bluegrass banjo myself. So I really
wholesome for their tastes.
Well, they're trying to polish their image. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, thanks so much for taking my call, guys. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm not very good on the radio, so I'll let you go. But thank you so much for taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to start with the lovely Lady Claire. Mm-hmm. And what is your first story?
The first story is that Fiat Chrysler is going to be paying nearly $800 million in a settlement over emissions heating charges.
Oh.
Now, what does this mean if they're taking a financial hit? Nobody goes to jail. The rich rarely eat their own. And I would be willing to bet you that if the next time something like this happens, either in the automotive industry or the aircraft industry, someone should be in jail if there's a fail like that, Mike.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. Unfortunately, the way corporate law is set up, the only way somebody can be sent to jail, they have to prove criminal intent, like they did with the case with Bernie Madoff,
yeah,
where they went after him.
Yep.
But generally, as a rule of thumb, the people at the top of corporations are considered untouchables. Earlier in the show, we were talking about this huge scandal about rigging that involved HSBC, mm-hmm, and Bank of America and Deutsche Bank, and it was a $9 trillion market they were playing around in, and they're paying just pennies on the dollar.
A token.
And, of course, they'll take much of it off their taxes as a business loss, mm-hmm, and the rest will be passed on to their customers as increased fees.
Yeah, I really get so annoyed because people who make the bad mistakes of signing off on bad decisions, something should happen to them other than financial, you know?
Well, I agree. Now, I am rather reassured. They did nail that former CEO of a pharmaceutical company, mm-hmm, for running a kickback scheme to incentivize doctors to prescribe these addictive opioid medications.
Oh, yeah.
And in this case, you know, he definitely did wrong. They were able to prove there was criminal intent mm-hmm to just make money, and so he's going away. But you're right. It would be nice to see some of these CEOs that are behind things like contaminated vaccines, mm-hmm, wind up in the hooscow.
Yeah, I really think so. And I know that you touched on the U.S. withdrawal from Syria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we are to believe what was in the news today, mm-hmm, it looks like this was an argument between Trump, Bolton, and Pompeo,
yeah,
where Trump said we're withdrawing from Syria, mm-hmm, and Pompeo and Bolton basically tried to head it off by saying, no, 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 there are conditions on it. And Trump came back and said, no, there isn't.
Yeah.
And again, from where I'm sitting, Bolton and Pompeo are being insubordinate. They should be fired. If I were the president,
yeah,
I would have fired him by now.
And what was that wonderful line from The Apprentice? You're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is that guy from The Apprentice who was ready just to fire anybody for the slightest transgression? We need that Trump back.
Oh, I hope we will get him back. But there have been so many decisions so negative on this from various web and print sources, you know, about why this is a bad thing. I think the biggest thing had to do with the Israeli hold on the Golan.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
The other part of it, of course, is that the war agenda doesn't want to admit that basically we lost in Syria. Even though Trump said, yeah, Syria was lost a long time ago.
Yeah.
They don't want to admit that we're in Afghanistan, that we're losing in Afghanistan. So they're going to go on throwing money and the lives of our young soldiers into these two places to get ground on up so they can go on saying, well, maybe we haven't won, but at least we haven't lost. And of course, there is the larger agenda that Syria is supposed to be the springboard for the eventual attack on Iran. And it was interesting in Mike Pompeo's speech in Cairo, where he basically redefined the U.S. purpose in Syria as saying to get rid of all the Iranian boots on the ground.
Yep.
So it used to be Assad is gassing his own people.
Uh-huh.
Then it was we're there to get ISIS. And now that ISIS is gone, well, we're just going to, we're going to go after the Iranians here. And so the excuses are always changing, but the war goes on forever.
Yeah, and there was one very stinging from the New York Times. The source was not identified, but they said of the withdrawals, Trump is God's gift that keeps on giving to Putin. I don't see that.
I don't either.
I can't. I'm trying to wrap my head around this alleged logic. And it's not going anywhere.
No, they're just pushing that whole, you know, Trump is a Russian puppet.
Yeah.
And these days, the corporate media really isn't worth a whole heck of a lot. I mean, some of these, say, like CNN.
Yeah.
And I'd say they're only good to wrap fish in, but you can't bend those monitors the way you could with the newspaper.
No, you definitely can't. And sinking to one of the lowest of the lows, our wonderful favorite, Nancy Pelosi, was asked about Trump's policies and Russian President Putin. And she told MSNBC's Joy Reid, I think the president's relationship with thugs all over the world is appalling. Vladimir Putin, really, really, I think it's dangerous. But Mike, to me, not talking, who was it? Winston Churchill said it was better to jaw-jaw than wah-wah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need this because the lack of communication is what can create horrible starts to wars that shouldn't have happened. And we've got so much that I'm feeling, sensing, going on here underneath the surface and kind of burbling in its own way.
Well, again, Pelosi is thinking 2020, you know, to heck with the country, to heck with the people. She's thinking 2020, and they're going to keep this Russian collusion, Russian link going over the next 2 years.
Yeah. It's I think that Congress needs to be reminded of the fact that we, the people, hired them to take care of us, not their corporate buddies, not foreign heads of state.
No,
us, we, the people.
In Congress view, we, the people, are there to pay all the bills.
Yep.
But yeah, they work for their corporate masters and for Israel. And we lost this country when the laws that limited political contributions were slowly eroded away, especially that Citizens United decision that just basically opened the floodgate for massive corporate spend. To declare a corporation a legal person.
Hello.
A corporation isn't a person. It's buildings, it's machinery, it's inventory. What you're doing is you're saying that corporate CEOs are now allowed to have a larger say in the political operation of this country than ordinary American citizens. That's exactly the real result of Citizens United.
Yeah, that was a real tragedy for true democracy in this country. It really
was. Yes, it was.
And now we are seeing that politicians, I think, are basically considered assets of the companies who pay them for various favorable legislation to go their way.
Yep. I still think we ought to put everybody in Congress in NASCAR flame suits.
Okay.
And
yeah,
so on the patches of everybody that they're actually working for, like Sheldon Adelson, casinos, and, you know, Monsanto,
yes,
and So that when we see them up there making a speech about something, we're immediately reminded who it is they're really working for.
Of course, of course.
And of course, the Star of David on every single one of them.
Probably, yes. Now, Mike, I have a question to ask you at this point in our show. How much do you think Erdogan's threats about imminent invasion, which he's still talking about, by the way, played into President Trump's decision?
Well, Trump was talking about pulling out of Syria in last March, and he got talked out of it, which is, again, another reason why I think he's proving to be a very, very weak leader. And apparently he still can't quite come to a decision about whether he's going to declare a state of emergency or not at the southern border. But Trump has indicated he wanted to pull out of Syria long before Erdogan started talking tough, although it's no secret that Turkey has been wanting to take care of the Kurds for quite a long time. They've been a pain in the neck, not just for Turkey, but for Iran and a lot of people in that region. Personally, I think somebody ought to carve out a country of their own, and then they'll hopefully they'll calm down.
Yeah, the idea of an independent Kurdistan has been floated a lot.
Well, that's what the United States was offering to the Kurds when they were using the Kurds as proxies in Syria. But now that the Syrian war is winding down and the U.S. did not win, I think the U.S. is just going to abandon the Kurds and say, you know, those of you who can get here to the United States, we'll get you set up with a 7-Eleven store or something. You know, for all your command personnel, but everybody else, well, you know, good night, you're on your own. Thank you.
Yeah. Apparently, Israel's main objection in preventing a swift U.S. exit was also made explicit by Netanyahu, who openly stated on Twitter that Israel's push to obtain sovereignty over occupied Golan Heights, which is internationally recognized as part of Syria, was the driving factor between Israel's recent efforts to dramatically slow down Trump's plan for an immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops currently occupying Syrian territory illegally.
And we need to emphasize that last part and remind everybody again, Iran and Russia are in Syria with the permission of and by the invitation of the legitimate government of Syria. The United States is not. They're basically running all over that country, flying all over that country, bombing all over that country with this attitude that somehow the United States automatically has a right to go into any country they want to and do whatever they want to. And that, of course, is a violation of international law. Syria wants the United States to leave. Iraq is now talking about the United States should leave. We're re-entering an era of Yankee go home all over the globe.
But we're creating the problem. And that's, you know, I wish more people understood that.
That's what we're good at.
Yes, I know. Yes, as in Carlin's routine. You remember it, yes.
Yeah, the one about we bomb people because we're good at it.
Right, right. And apparently, right after Trump made the announcement, last month, Israel's government announced that it would dramatically rev up its direct involvement in the Syrian conflict and the U.S. absence. Now, we haven't seen a lot of that yet. But Syria's getting threatened by Israel, and they are, and Israel is very unwilling to see foreign pressure on Damascus reduced.
See, that's the way Israel does it. Yeah. Israel's a master at let's you and him fight. They don't like to fight their own wars. Right. And we had an article that came through the show earlier today, how a former top-ranking military in Israel is saying that the IDF ground troops, despite all the modern weapons that they've been given by the American taxpayer, they're really not prepared for major ground conflicts because Israel's agenda is we get somebody else to fight our wars for us. And as you correctly pointed out, despite all the rhetoric coming out of Israel, we have not seen a lot of Israel incursions into Syria, especially since the arrival of the S-300.
Right.
Now, we know that Ukraine has delivered one of the S-300 radar stations to the United States for evaluation to see if it really can detect the F-35.
Right.
The only problem with that is that Ukraine's version of the S-300 is an older model.
Yeah.
And we don't know what improvements Russia has made to the ones delivered to Syria.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that Lockheed and the U.S. government are asking Israel, don't fly into Syria with the F-35. Because if one of those gets shot down,
yep.
that's the end of the party.
It's
Everybody's
toast.
Going to be canceling yeah. Their orders. Because absence its stealth capabilities, it's a terrible aircraft.
Yeah.
It can be out dogfought by 1970s vintage aircraft. It's still not complete. It's like we were talking about this KC-46 tankers that the Air Force is accepting. Mm-hmm. They're accepting it. It's still not complete. It's
no.
got parts that aren't working.
Aww.
The same thing is true of the F-35. It doesn't have all the whiz bang yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's already too much whiz bang. It's way too heavy. It's underpowered. The only thing it has is its stealth. And if it's demonstrated that stealth really doesn't work,
yep.
This trillion-dollar boondoggle, it's going to be over.
Right. And speaking of Mike Pompeo, when you think he couldn't double down any harder on really crushing the U.S.'s esteem in the Middle East and elsewhere, he also has announced, drumroll please, there is going to be an international summit on Iran to address its destabilizing influence. And this is going to happen probably next month on Middle East security and Iran's regional influence in what appears to be an attempt to kind of calm down Israel and Saudi Arabia. And in total, apparently, Pompeo will be visiting five nations, including Gulf GCC countries, where he is expected to continue a very heavy anti-Iranian message. Mike, I can't understand this. What is Iran supposed to have done in the first place?
Well, they're cutting into our action, because if anybody's going to destabilize the Middle East, it'll be the United States of America.
Yeah.
And Pompeo is probably going to get the same reaction on this tour
Yep.
that he got from his speech at the in Cairo,
please,
where
just stank.
People were just ridiculing him
yeah.
for coming on out and saying, you know, we're here as liberators, not occupiers. And people just sort of ripped it apart.
Yeah.
And no, Iran is not the destabilizing influence in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
The gold medal for that is the United States with Israel taking a close silver.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you know, but Israel has wanted Iran smashed up the way Iraq was smashed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the phone lines are burning up between Tel Aviv and Washington, D.C., where mm-hmm. Netanyahu was saying, do it, do it, do it. You
yeah.
get Iran from me. You go kill Iran from me.
But here's the kicker.
Yeah.
The U.S. has also warned Iran to cease its, quote unquote, illegal space program to launch satellites into orbit, saying the ballistic technology used in tests and launches only served to further Iran's nuclear delivery campaign.
Capability. Okay, here's the
Come
problem
on.
With that. First
yeah.
of all, Iran doesn't have uh-huh. nuclear weapons. They've never had nuclear weapons. Nobody ever documented they were building nuclear weapons. Okay, Iran's ballistic missiles were never part of the P5+1.
No.
Arrangement,
mm-hmm.
and Iran has every right to space exploration enjoyed by every other country on Earth.
Amen.
There is absolutely no foundation to declare that Iran's launching of satellites into orbit is illegal. It's just more demonization and another unreasonable demand trying to get Iran to say, okay, enough is enough
yeah.
to open the door for some kind of an attack. And I don't know, maybe they'll take Iran's launching of a space satellite. Oh, that's an act of war. They went ahead and they did it.
Yeah.
And it'll be on. But we know that the American deep state and Israel have been lusting. And that's the appropriate word to use here.
Yep.
They've been lusting for war with Iran for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to mention before
we have
the
to
break.
Take a break for commercials.
We'll do it.
We'll be right back after these few words.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, if you would kindly pick up where you left off.
Yeah, one thing about the timing of this conference is very interesting to me. It is supposed to be held within a month, which does give Israel another nearly 60 days before the 9 April Israeli elections. Now, if I were a betting human being, I would be willing to bet that Israel, if their AG does not indict Netanyahu for corruption, that any military act against Iran, which will probably mean against Russia as well, may well happen in March. That's the time frame I'm feeling. What do you think?
Well, I think there may be a military action of some kind. Mm-hmm. It may not be against Iran. It may be against the Golan. But right now, Netanyahu's lead in the polls is narrowing
slim.
Against.
Yeah,
it's slim and getting slimmer all the time. And so he may want to rely on this idea of, you know, you don't change presidents in the middle of a war and he'll, you know, crank up something explosive. Maybe he'll go back into Gaza.
Ouch, ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there's been another development with the, how do you pronounce this again?
Huawei
sales director arrested in Poland over spying allegations. It looks like the U.S. Is sort of putting their chips together as bargaining chips for the Russian that they have
The Huawei thing actually began between Canada and China.
Yeah.
The U.S., of course, has this woman that they claim has confessed to being a spy.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is saying they feel that she was coerced, that she wasn't a spy. She legitimately had a job. in the United States that involved, the NRA. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the U.S. has grabbed a Russian saying that they were spying. It's tit for tat. And to be very honest, it's actually very childish.
Yes, it is.
It really is very, very childish.
Yeah. And I think that these people with China and Russia are going to be used as bargaining chips.
Yes.
Ultimately. Yeah. Now, this really kind of amazed me. Apparently, the U.S. government has approved thousands of child bride requests. I mean, come on, folks. Aren't we about having national values of protecting our kids and making sure that they can make full use of their lives? I mean, this is insane, Michael. A 49-year-old man applied for admission for a 15-year-old girl. That's not right.
Well, in our culture, it's not seen as right. In theirs, it is, and it's a gray area because they're not asking to marry these underage girls inside the United States.
Uh-huh.
They were already legally married in their home
country of origin. Yeah,
and so there's a certain requirement for reciprocity in recognizing, marriages. We saw the same thing with the issue of gay marriage.
Yeah,
those states that started to legalize gay marriage, other states were obligated to recognize them if the gay couples moved into the other state.
Yeah.
And so I certainly don't approve of it. But again, in their culture, it's normal.
Yeah.
Again, because they were married in their home country, it's actually legal for the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement to do this in this country.
Wow.
Pardon me.
It just kind of blew me away when I read that. Thousands? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Israel doing something like this to Russia, and those who can't see my feed, what the Israeli defense company did was sell a suicide drone to Azerbaijan in Central Asia. Now, this is the first case of its kind, and it's a very well-known Israeli defense company, Elbit Systems, has sold a suicide drone to Azerbaijan. Mike, could I have this back, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you got to make sure that this is over here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Now, it's the first sale of its kind, and Elbit Systems is a drone manufacturer which sells weapons to the Israeli military and sold what they call their Sky Striker drone to Azerbaijan, making the Caucasian country the first non-Israeli recipient of the weapon. Now, this is also known as a suicide or kamikaze drone. What can it do? It will destroy a target on impact. And according to the JP, it travels at a speed of about 100 knots, which is 185.2 kilometers per hour, which is still pretty fast.
Well, it's fast for a drone, not for a warplane. But basically, it's just another guided bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're trying to make a big deal about this being high tech. But as a matter of fact, guided bombs were used by both sides in World War II.
Yeah.
Where there would be a glider that was remotely controlled. And it had a TV camera that sent TV pictures back to the airplane where the controller was located.
But the reason this is a problem, this is a left-handed way of Israel getting back at Russia for the S-300s on Syria. The Nagorno-Karabakh dispute has not yet been settled. And there have been wars over this region by Azerbaijanis.
Okay. We've got to take another break for commercials.
All right.
And we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happening?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, what do you have next for us?
Next, apparently, I hope to some of their moral chagrin, UK councils have invested £566 million in arms firms linked to Yemen war. I mean, they know what's happening with these weapons. A number of people around the world, including yours truly, has been posting consistently visual confirmation of civilian deaths, famine, illness, you know, and it just really bothers me.
Yeah, but it's making money, and as long as it's making money, that's a good thing. It's making money for us. Obviously, it's not doing very well for the people on the receiving end of those weapons.
You know, I have to wonder where consciousness goes when it comes to money.
I think when you're dealing with that level of greed and the money junkies, conscience is gone completely, because it really is an addiction. And if you look at people who are addicted to anything, whether it's alcohol or meth or cocaine or heroin, they reach a point in their addiction where the addiction is all that matters to them. Their entire being is focused on feeding that addiction.
Yeah.
And anybody who's had to live with somebody who's a drug addict, or know somebody who's a drug addict or an alcoholic, has seen that kind of behavior. You know, I don't care what's going on around me. I need my next fix. And the same thing is true of the money junkies. And it's rather amazing to see the American Psychiatric Association with their diagnostic manual. They're declaring everything to be a mental illness. In fact, in the latest book, masculinity is now being declared as a mental illness.
Okay.
But they won't define money addiction as a mental illness.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. And apparently the Houthis are still remaining resistant, and they did an attack on a Saudi military parade in Yemen, killed top coalition officials. I don't think this war going on 3 years has been doing very well for the U.S. and Saudi.
No, actually, it's amazing. I mean, my hat's off to the people of Yemen who are withstanding the U.S. and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. These are no small countries when it comes to weaponry. And I just hope, Mike, that there can be a negotiated settlement. Everything I read about this conflict says that unless that happens, all bets are off and the wars are going to continue.
The wars are going to continue, I'm afraid. There are too many people who see continued wars as their best option, whether it's for enlargement of territory, resolving old grievances, making a lot of money. And that's really what nobody wants. Peace. Peace is bad for business.
Unfortunately, yes. And another subject on that particular theme, apparently the DOD has decided to halt its issuing of detailed strike releases, periodic reports that gave at least some insight as to bombings targeting Islamic State fighters, buildings, and equipment in Iraq and Syria. Now, it's strange, though, in the midst of the withdrawal, the U.S. is stepping up its airstrikes in Syria.
Well, that's what we're being told here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And supposedly there were two new bases that were being built as well, and equipment was being sent in.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it raises the question, who's really in charge of our war policy? Now, this idea of no longer releasing information to the public didn't come from the DOD itself. That actually came on down from Donald Trump himself, because the information being released to the public was not very positive for the United States, because it included counts of the civilian casualties,
right,
and showed that for all the money that is being poured into places like Syria and Afghanistan, we're not really making a lot of progress over there.
But apparently they had a note at the top of its 4 January strike release that they're going to be cutting these reports from biweekly transparency about the bombings and what is going on a little more slowly every couple of weeks. And so you have to wonder, as you said, about what is the real information coming out of Syria and who can we trust?
Well, you know, there's the other aspect. I mean, if the information is coming out that rapidly, the other side can listen to it and adjust their tactics and logistics appropriately. That may be another reason for that step to have been taken.
Mm-hmm. And Russia did something rather recently. It has shifted 100 billion, with a B, of its reserves into yuan, yen, and euro in a great dollar. Dump.
That's $100 billion of its reserves.
Oh, man.
The de-dollarization continues here.
And the share of the U.S. currency has dramatically decreased in just 3 months between March and June of 2018, and from 43.7% to a new low of 21.9%, according to the central bank's latest quarterly report, which came out this time with a six-month lag.
Right,
and,
which means by now it's probably a lot larger. A lot larger.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, nations are moving away from the dollar, because as long as they're using the dollar, they are subject to American whims. If they're going through SWIFT and going through the dollar, then U.S. sanctions can be enforced.
Mm-hmm. But not if they're not.
Yeah, if they're going with other arrangements, then the sanctions don't work. And the sanctions aren't working all that well.
No.
Russia's GDP is still growing despite all those sanctions.
Yep.
Iran, they're suffering some hardships, but they're not crushed down into abject poverty, like the U.S. said that they were going to do.
Right.
None of this stuff is really working out very well. And I think part of the problem is because you've got a lot of these policy people running around Washington, D.C., who just think this is going to be a really good idea. They don't think it all the way through.
Mm-mm.
It's presented and basically sold as policy and then implemented.
Yeah.
Often, apparently, based on what happened in Syria, without President Trump's sign-off. Okay,
ouch.
We have a caller on the line.
Right.
Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hi, Lady Claire.
Hello.
I've had problems with my back, and, you know, I'm telling you, it can be quite a bout of suffering.
Yes.
We know.
I wish you well.
We do know. Thank you so much.
We learned that one the hard way this last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So my question is, Mike, earlier you were talking about Mike Pompeo and John Bolton basically countering something that Donald Trump wanted, the actual, you know, elected president of the United States. And how many people do you keep a running count of how many people have been fired from his administration?
Well, I don't know that all that many have been fired, but quite a few have resigned and indicate that they are going to be resigning. But I haven't been keeping account. Maybe it's time to start there. But again, with regard to the situation in Syria, where Trump ordered a pullout, he is the commander in chief, and Pompeo and Bolton tried to derail it by throwing conditions on there. That is clearly insubordinate behavior. And I think Trump would be perfectly justified in firing both of them.
Yeah, I agree fully. Also, you have these government agencies, quote unquote, such as the Federal Reserve, the CDC, obviously the FBI and the CIA and all of it. And I mean, we're really talking about the deep state now.
Yes.
And that's, you know, people think this conspiracy theory of this and that and the other. And no, politicians get elected. I mean, some of them are as dirty can be, and they get elected all the time. But
yes.
Donald Trump is not a politician,
number one. Or the elections get stolen for them.
Yeah. So basically, in a little nutshell, what I'm saying is there have been a lot of changes in Donald Trump's administration. It can't be because he's stupid. It can't be that, because the guy's a billionaire. I mean, he's the debt king, right?
You know, he had a leg up. I mean, he came from a wealthy family, and he's actually gone bankrupt a few times and had to be rescued. So I don't know how brilliant he is, and I got to tell you, I'm not impressed by him right now.
Well, you are a United States citizen. I mean, you keep track of this more than I do. I mean, you just try living in Canada, for crying out loud. You know, unicorns and fairy dust and all that nonsense.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, like for me, looking at Donald Trump and what he's doing and what he's trying to do, thinking what I'm thinking, I mean, he's faced. He is at the wall, Mike. He is at the wall. You know, he is at that wall. It's crazy, and yet he wants to build a wall. You know, when you think of the psychology behind that, it's actually quite amusing. Anyway, I'm glad you're up and about, Lady Claire. I appreciate
thank
your time,
you.
Mike. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right, well, thank you very much here. And before we take our next call, we're getting a story just now coming on, and apparently Israeli jets have fired missiles from along the Lebanon-Syria border into the Damascus airport. Syrian air defenses apparently shot most of them down, and we're waiting for more details on that. All right, let's go to Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hi, Claire. Welcome back, Claire.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike, there had been a Command and General Staff College study back after the Israeli invasion of Lebanon and their war against. 6 that has since been taken offline. But if I can summarize, because you were talking about the Israeli general saying there's a lot of deficiencies with their military, and also that Pompeo has declared basically that we're going to see the end of Hezbollah. Well, let me just summarize and say what they said. The findings of the U.S. Command and General Staff College study was that in 2006, the Israelis went into southern Lebanon with about 30,000 troops and several hundred tanks. They had a mechanized division and an armored brigade and another division. So it was more than two divisions. We will call that a corps. They had several hundred tanks. They had several hundred pieces of artillery. They had, of course, their entire air force. They had all the communications capability that a modern army can buy. And they had everything that we could supply them that they didn't have. And they went through, during this incursion, they went through all of their bomb dump. They went then through all of our bomb dump. And they fired several hundred thousand rounds of artillery. And they, by the way, this 30,000 force was opposed by somewhere like 2,000 Hezbollah fighters. The difference being the Hezbollah fighters were willing to die like the Japanese were willing to die on Iwo Jima or Okinawa. They were dug in. Yes. They weren't moving. And the Israelis, frankly, didn't have the guts or the stomach to close with the enemy with all their advantages, because the Hezbollah had no artillery. They had no tanks. They had no aircraft. And their communications were rudimentary. And the Israelis managed, Claire and Mike, to make an advance of less than 5,000 meters.
Ooh.
Meters. We're talking like 3 miles. What is that, 3 miles?
Yes.
Border. From their own border, 3,000 meters is all they could do with their joke of a military. And they all know that nobody wanted to die in Lebanon. Nobody wanted.
Yes.
They were going for the Lehani River. And even with the helicopter support they had, they couldn't get behind them and take them as well. So that's the state of, and no wonder they want us to take on Hezbollah for them. Hezbollah beat them in the 80s. They beat them in 2001 or 2000. And they handed them their butt in 2006. They've handed them their butt every single time. And,
well, you need to understand, Hezbollah are Lebanese. That's their country. And so they're basically standing on their own home soil fighting a foreign invader, and that's definitely going to motivate them. As far as the Israeli troops are concerned, as you said, they know they're going into somebody else's country. They're collecting a paycheck. They don't want to risk their lives. They don't want to get shot. And again, Israel's history has been to trick other nations into fighting their wars for them, the way they tricked Ronald Reagan into bombing Libya with the fake radio transmitter. That's how Israel operates, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. And so now we have this ex-IDF chief who's gone public saying that despite all the advanced weaponry, Israel's ground forces are not really capable of a major ground conflict. And so that's why you've got Israel out there saying that, you should go kill Iran for us, because it'll be the same situation. If Israel goes into Iran, Israel soldiers know they're walking into somebody else's country. They're there for a paycheck. They don't want to risk their lives. The Iranians are going to be standing on their home soil, fighting for their homes and their loved ones, things they can see with their eyes. They're going to be very well motivated. It's a problem that every invading army throughout history has had to face, that the defenders of the land being invaded are going to be fighting very, very fiercely, because they're fighting for their own homes and their loved ones.
Well, Mike, just one more thing. That is, they have zero ground capability. I mean, zero of going into Iraq. They don't even produce their own gas. Like, they couldn't even fuel the trucks to get past Jordan. But nevertheless, Hezbollah is not only a political party and a major political party in Lebanon, but they're more effective than the Lebanese army, and the people support them.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Anyway, listen, Peter, we got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website. The patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Pauhana Friday. And Claire, what do you have for us?
Well, I thought this was interesting. Dmitry Rogozin is head of Russia's space program. And he said that NASA has fallen victim to a domestic struggle in the U.S. and that the entire situation with sanctions list is an outrage. And you know, something like he is totally, completely right.
Yep.
Especially sanctioning Russia for something it didn't do.
Yes.
You know, forcibly annexing Crimea. No. you continue to punish countries for stuff they didn't do, and ultimately that's going to result in a very bad effect. But he has something to say that I thought was striking and a little terrifying. And he made the statement, "I think that America is actually engulfed by its second civil war now." And he said that in an interview with Russia 24 TV and commenting on the reasons he got uninvited. You know, this seems to me to be pure spite.
Yeah, it does. It does. And of course, NASA's always been under tremendous political pressure. It's being politicized. We saw that certainly back on Viking.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently the U.S. and Russia were planning a joint mission to Venus.
Yeah.
Because Russia has had tremendous success soft landing on Venus. The United States has not. Conversely, Russia's had really bad luck with Mars. And, of course, you know, Mars is sort of our turf. But apparently NASA is basically saying they're going to delay this planned visit by Rogozin. There's no new date for the visit being set. And again, I hate to see NASA become politicized about this. I mean, NASA was trying to talk to Russia about modifying one of their Soyuz capsules to be able to go to the moon. Because they're talking about an orbiting space station orbiting the moon and a permanent lunar base. The U.S. is talking about that. China is talking about that. And I remember one of the things that Kennedy did when he was in office was he wanted to get rid of the race to the moon and say, let's cooperate. Let's do this together. And that was certainly the spirit behind the International Space Station. But this idea of tit for tat, we're going to cancel the meeting, that could have repercussions.
Yeah.
I mean, the United States is still dependent on Russian-made rocket engines for, like, their Atlas missiles. And Russia could simply say, well, we're not going to sell those to you anymore. And I know there have been some startups in the U.S. trying to build rocket engines, but they're having trouble coming up to speed.
Yeah.
Because it is a very tricky engineering problem, and a lot of our best engineers have already been lured away to other countries where people who know how to actually make things are treated with a modicum of respect.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a shame.
Okay, well, there's the music here, and it's time for us to get on out of here and have the weekend. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with everyone that you know. Snail mail, email, face-to-face. Bring back the art of the conversation here. Don't waste your time on social media. They're filtering everything now except the funny kitten videos. Please donate to RBN. They need it. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We need it. Have yourself a pleasant and safe weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, from me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in towns.